Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN Local News. Authorities in Jackson County are investigating a deadly shooting that happened Friday afternoon in the Dutton area. According to Sheriff Rocky Harnon, one person was found deceased on the side of the road along County Road 18. Law enforcement officials say the scene remained active till just before 5 o'clock Friday as investigators worked to gather information and process evidence. At this time, officials have not released the identity of the victim or additional details about what led to the shooting. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says the investigation is ongoing and this is a developing story. A bill moving through the Tennessee legislature could eliminate the twice-a-year clock change for residents across the state. House Bill 1300, filed by Republican Representative Chris Todd, would require Tennessee to observe standard time year-round, ending the annual shift between daylight saving time in the spring and standard time in the fall. Supporters say keeping standard time year-round could provide health benefits, citing studies that link the time change to increase in heart attacks, strokes, traffic accidents, and workplace injuries following the spring shift. The bill has already cleared its first legislative step, advancing from a House subcommittee on a 5-1 vote. It now goes on to the State and Local Government Committee on March 18th for consideration. If approved, the change would take effect March 14th, 2027. Fire departments in Marion County are preparing to upgrade their emergency communication system. County officials say departments will soon transition to the Tennessee Advanced Communications Network, which is a statewide 800 megahertz radio system designed to improve coverage and reliability for first responders. The current radio system has struggled with limited coverage and communication failures, prompting county leaders, the EMA, and the 911 board to move forward with the upgrade. The project includes two new radio towers and new mobile radios for fire apparatus, along with portable radios for volunteer firefighters. The Jasper Highlands Fire Department, along with other Marion County departments, secured two major grants to fund the portable radios. Fire Chief Lowell Harden says the radios are currently being programmed and the new system should be fully operational in the coming weeks. That's your KWIN Local News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Atlanta Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and 1420 AM, playing the hits of a lifetime, classic hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.